Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. What is up? Welcome to episode 247. Thanks so much for listening. It means so much to me. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review and hit that subscribe or follow button. Don't be a stranger. Shoot me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know what you want to hear more of. And please be sure to share the podcast. I'm truly grateful for your support. Thank you. You can learn all the skills in the world, math, business, writing, but the right mindset will always trump them all. It's the great unlock to all other skills. Success and happiness come down to one single component, and that's mindset. In order to achieve our goals in life, our mindset needs to match those aspirations. And this is exactly what I pack into my free weekly newsletter. As a free subscriber, you receive the Mastering Your Mindset newsletter once per week, where I break down step-by-step processes to master your mindset and practical growth tips. If you haven't subscribed, but you enjoy the content I drop on this podcast, then you're missing out. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe for free to the Mastering Your Mindset newsletter. Intelligence has been a prized human trait for centuries. The concept of intelligence goes far beyond the ability to navigate highly complex math problems. In fact, it's really very difficult to measure intelligence, which might be why there's countless new studies and tests trying to measure it every single year. Intelligence can mean different things to different people, but generally speaking, it's thought of as having the ability to perceive information, having the capacity for logic, understanding, self-awareness, creativity, and possessing the ability to problem solve. So, what are some common traits of highly intelligent people? How can we identify those that are highly intelligent, or if you yourself are one of those people? Number one, they are deep thinkers. This is where most highly intelligent people are misread. Others believe that they suffer from things like loneliness or that they are so shy that they can't relate to many people. But ultimately, this is incorrect. They simply enjoy pushing their intellect to new heights. When we need to make decisions or solve problems, we use two types of thinking. The first is subconscious, fast, and intuitive thinking. And the second is conscious, analytical, and deliberate thinking. Now, most of us use both. However, those that are highly intelligent, those that are deep thinkers, are people who engage in a lot of slow, rational, and analytical thinking. And this type of thinking breaks things down into components. Deep thinking is a higher cognitive process, one that involves the use of newer brain regions like our prefrontal cortex. This brain region allows people to think things through and not be at the mercy of emotional reactions of the older limbic system of the brain. Now, those that are highly intelligent understand that it's tempting to think that intuition is irrational compared to analytic thinking, but that's not always the case. They respect and develop both their intuition and analytic thinking process. Number two, they are flexible and always find alternatives. Those that are highly intelligent are adaptable They are able to always thrive in different settings. This means that irrelevant of what type of restrictions they face, irrelevant of what complications they face, they show others what can be done. Life to them means planning ahead and finding options to reduce the occurrence of things catching up with their unawareness. Interestingly enough, psychological research actually supports this idea. Intelligence depends on being able to change our own behaviors in order to cope more effectively with our environment or make changes to the environment we're in. They ask themselves questions such as, what can I do if this is no longer available? And most of the time, those that are highly intelligent, they plan ahead, which ultimately allows them to identify options and reduce the likelihood of things catching them off guard. And this happens down to the smallest detail. They foresee possibilities and plan for change. When we think about the human species and our ability to sit at the top of the food chain, it isn't because we are the strongest or can produce the best tools and technology. It's because of our ability to adapt. And if this is the case, adaptability leading to the consistency of the human species sitting at the top, then being highly adaptable should be recognized as an extremely critical skill. Those that are intelligent have recognized this and ensure they are able to pivot at any given moment. Number three, they are teachable and curious. Those that are intelligent think of themselves like a plant. They need soil, water, and sunlight to truly thrive. And let's not get this confused with just reading books all the time. Of course, reading is extremely beneficial to build our intelligence, and it's a great indicator of curiosity, but it's only one part of a larger ecosystem. Those that are intelligent understand this, and they're extremely curious. They are curious about anything and everything. They engage in their passions, and they continually ask themselves who, what, when, where, how, why, and most importantly, what if. They enjoy learning about other people, industries, history, culture, and the world. And these amazing things lead them to being extremely open-minded and teachable. This means that irrelevant of the situation, whether or not they may have a solution in mind, they put it aside and listen to what others have to say. They don't brute force their way forward just to show others what they know. Instead, they engage in active listening, taking in the thoughts and ideas of others, which means that they are able to absorb new information. And after this absorption, they then provide their thoughts and ideas. Highly intelligent individuals are most often not the loudest individuals in the room. Instead of bragging about their accomplishments or arguing and telling others how right their opinion is, they're usually quiet and observant. When we have the ability to take everything in, we can see things that others missed, like subtle patterns. This poses a major advantage. Number four, they value people and are empathetic. There's a powerful connection here. There's a direct correlation between high emotional intelligence and high IQ. And this has been proven and psychological assessments. These assessments have shown that a person who scores higher in traits of empathy, the higher the person will score in traits of effective verbal comprehension. So in other words, empathy, which is part of emotional intelligence, and comprehension, which is part of cognitive intelligence, are directly linked. This simply boils down to this. If we lead with our heart, there's an extremely good chance that we also lead with our mind. They also consider people to be a long-term investment. When they find a group of people that share their ideas, they try to keep them together. When they have a genuine disagreement with a friend, they take the time to express themselves with love. Whether they know someone or not, they treat them with respect. They understand that their remarks can provide hope to those that are lost. They also have a remarkable ability to deal with stress and pressure without channeling aggression to others. Number five, they don't give up easily. Those that are highly intelligent have accepted the fact that some failures result in success. They give themselves hope. This hope drives their ability to keep going, irrelevant of the situation. They realize that failure isn't the end of the world. And most importantly, they continually recognize that it's never too late to try again. And these behaviors, never giving up, never letting off the gas, inspires a lot of people around them. And what's interesting is that most of the time, they don't see any reason not to do something, even if someone else has already tried and failed. They have a strong sense of perseverance in difficult conditions. They understand that with enough time, the right approach, out-of-the-box thinking, everything becomes possible. Number six, they are foresighted. Those that are highly intelligent have a tendency to notice what leads to what. When they're about to make a big decision, their imagination will sometimes warn them. And these attributes keep them in check, which means preventing them from succumbing to temptations and taking action that they may come to regret. Before making a final decision, they consider both the positive and negative aspects of a scenario. Interestingly enough, scientists have actually found a link between self-control and intelligence. In a study back in 2009, participants had to choose between two financial rewards, a smaller payout immediately or a larger payout at a later date. Results showed that the participants who chose the larger payout at a later date, i.e. those who had more self-control, generally scored higher on intelligence tests. The researchers behind that study say that one area of the brain, the anterior prefrontal cortex, might play a role in helping people solve tough problems and demonstrate self-control while working towards goals. Those that are highly intelligent demonstrate this type of self-control. Number seven, they avoid disputes. They strive to stay away from pointless debates as much as possible. They question, why would I argue or get mixed into something that won't improve or contribute to my life? This means that most of the time, unnecessary disagreements irritate and disturb those that are highly intelligent. They look out and get the impression that people should know how to manage circumstances better in order to achieve better results. They understand and normally have a hunch that a time bomb of a disagreement is about to explode. And because they understand this, they try to avoid it. And if you're someone that has this quality, you already have a lot of serenity and happiness in your life. Number 8, they enjoy a peaceful life. Highly intelligent people try to avoid living a crowded life as much as possible. Disputes and pointless disputes are their turnoffs, as we covered earlier, which is why they try to spend their time with people who they enjoy being around. They most likely enjoy music and find fulfillment in lyrics that reflect their values and life experiences. Even in crowded places, they can be absent while still being present. A side note here, recent research actually suggests that smarter people tend to derive less satisfaction than most people do from socializing with friends. So, in conclusion, the interesting thing about personalities and traits is that even if they are not in us naturally, they can be practiced and embedded to make us a better individual. Whether you're a daughter, son, student, employee, business owner, father, mother, wife, husband, employer, neighbor, friend, family member, or any other person, you deserve to be a unique individual with a good aura of intelligence. So to recap, 1, they are deep thinkers. When we need to make decisions or solve problems, we use 2 types of thinking. The first is subconscious, fast, and intuitive thinking. And the second is conscious, analytical, and deliberate thinking. Those that are highly intelligent understand that it's tempting to think that intuition is irrational compared to analytic thinking. But that's not always the case. They respect and develop both their intuition and analytic thinking process. 2, they are flexible and always find alternatives. Intelligence depends on being able to change our own behaviors in order to cope with more effective environment engagements or make changes in the environment we're in. They ask themselves questions such as, what can I do if this is no longer available? And they also plan ahead, which ultimately allows them to identify options and reduce the likelihood of things catching them off guard. And this happens down to the smallest detail. They foresee possibilities and plan for change. 3, they are teachable and curious. Those that are highly intelligent are curious about anything and everything. They engage in their passions and they continually ask themselves who, what, when, where, how, why, and what if. They put it aside and listen to what others have to say. They don't just brute force their way forward just to show others what they know. Instead, they engage in active listening, taking in the thoughts and ideas of others, which means that they're able to absorb new information. 4, they value people and are empathetic. Empathy, which is part of emotional intelligence, and comprehension, which is part of cognitive intelligence, are directly linked. This simply boils down to this. If we lead with our heart, there's an extremely good chance that we also lead with our mind. 5, they don't give up easily. They give themselves hope. This hope drives their ability to keep going, irrelevant of the situation. They don't see any reason not to do something, even if someone else has already tried and failed. They have a strong sense of perseverance in difficult conditions. 6, they are foresighted. Those that are highly intelligent have a tendency to notice what leads to what. When they're about to make a big decision, their imagination will sometimes warn them, and these attributes keep them in check, which means preventing them from succumbing to temptations and taking action that they may come to regret. Before making a final decision, they consider both the positive and negative aspects of a scenario. Number 7, they avoid disputes. They strive to stay away from pointless debates as much as possible. They question, why would I argue or get mixed into something that won't improve or contribute to my life? If you're someone that has this ability, you already have a lot of serenity and happiness in your life. Number 8, they enjoy peaceful life. Highly intelligent people try to avoid living a crowded life as much as possible. They most likely enjoy music and find fulfillment in lyrics that reflect their values and life experiences. You deserve to be a unique individual with a good aura of intelligence. This week's shout out is by Tim, who sent me a DM on Facebook. I found your podcast this morning, feeling very unmotivated as I find most things. This morning, I forced myself to get out of bed and stumbled on your podcast. It gave me a lot to think about and changes I want to incorporate into my life. Thanks for your work. For an opportunity to be next week's shout out, please leave an honest review on the podcast. Send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. You just might be the next shout out. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into 8 common traits of highly intelligent people. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at @themotivated_mind and on Facebook at The Motivated Mind Podcast. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a Legacy Division.